All right. It is 6:20 p.m. on Monday, February 27th. I will call the Village of Alloway Planning Commission meeting to order. Begin with roll call. Sarah Deutsch.
Here.
Nora Valley is here. Lefebvre.
Here.
Lynn.
Here.
All right. Item number two, modify, adopt the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
First, is there a second? Second by Sarah. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Opposed? All right. Item number three, minutes from January 23rd, 2023.
You do not have
them. We do not have them. We will review at the next meeting. We will move forward to item number four, announcements. Trevor, any announcements?
Yes. One, I just wanted to share with you, this announcement was mailed to residents within 1,000 feet of the old Nook's restaurant building. This is a proposed development that we haven't talked about yet. So this will be eventually coming to Planning Commission at some point. But the developer wanted to have the public meeting, just neighborhood meeting, on their own prior to getting two farms in the project, because they welcome the resident input. So this is the only image I have right now of the proposed development. And if you can see in the background here, this is Monroe. And this is the proposed structure. And this would be Derby, would be the cross street right here. So, like I mentioned, the residents were invited within 1,000 feet of the development. Planning Commission is welcome to join as well. So if you are looking for something to do on Wednesday night, this would be at the former, or previously, Milk's Thai restaurant on Marine Street. So more, I'm sure, to come on this project.
Nice. Nothing else? All right. Item number five, we do not have anyone here, so we'll move on to item number six, action regarding repeal and recreate Chapter 453, floodplain zoning of the village ordinances with Department of Natural Resources model ordinance.
All right, so as I indicated in the memo, this revision is a model ordinance being presented by the DNR to us. Communities all across the country are updating their ordinances. A lot of communities here locally have done it or are in the process of doing it currently. And so this is language that the DNR is recommending we approve. And if by approving this, we stay within the NFIP program, which is National Flood Insurance Program, which allows anyone to get insurance on structures located within the floodplain. So that's one tier. The second tier is we also participate in the community rating system. That's more of a voluntary program. NFIP is kind of a mandatory that all communities must kind of comply with. CRS, community rating system, is something that we do above and beyond that NFIP program. So there's just a couple of comments within this document that are incorporated because we participate in that CRS document. So I was sharing with a few of the members before the meeting that whether or not the village wants to stay within the CRS program, I think is more of a policy decision by the village board. So what I guess I'm looking for you from the Planning Commission tonight is any comments or questions you have on that text, and then again, that policy decision would be considered for the village board. Generally, it's we've adopted previously we adopted, I believe in 2009, the previous model ordinance by the DNR. There's not a ton of changes. It would be clickboard us in this document. There are some. There are a lot more, there's a lot stronger language that might be more applicable to communities that are growing, especially like Bellevue, expanding a lot and have a lot more land within the floodplain that's not already developed. What this would, the biggest thing that would impact us on this would be some of the non-conforming uses. So this would put into text the amount of improvements you could make onto a structure that's located within the floodplain. So that's something that we've had in place before, but through the CRS program, that this new language makes it part of all communities, if that makes sense. I hope I'm explaining that well enough. There's two programs that overlap that the community, that the village participates in, that this pertains to. So I don't think I'm doing a great job explaining it, but that's probably only because we don't use this document very frequently anyway. Can point out some of the CRS specific components to the document, or I can talk about generally what would be allowed in the floodplain if you're interested in that.
Is anyone interested in either of those?
Has staff reviewed it, and if there's not, like, how does it impact our community? Like, that's just where I want to know, just like the changes and how it impacts. Like, if it if there's wording in there that doesn't impact our community, I don't necessarily need to hear about it, but yeah. I would rather, like, what's like the
maybe what's the, different from our current
yeah
ordinance?
Okay, or how it's going to impact going forward.
Yeah, so some of our current ordinance has a lot of the
unless there was a call out that anyone else wants to hear.
No, the only comment that I have, and we talked about a little bit before you got here, it doesn't matter whether you like it or don't like it, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So if you want to know how it affects the community, that's good, but
we don't really get to change it. Either we say yes, and then we get like that flood insurance, or
yeah, that's the bad thing.
Stick and carry, yeah. So you know, this one page probably is the best summary of what would apply to us. So this would be residential uses. This chapter, this section right here, is the same as what we have currently. So in order to build, you have to have an opening a foot above the base flood elevation. So the lowest point of entry, so a basement window, a door, something like that. Mm-hmm. That has to be at least a foot above the base flood elevation. And then that foot elevation above the floodplain has to extend 15 feet beyond the structure. So you'd have to bring in fill 15. That's currently in our ordinance right now. So that stays the same. This brown highlighted area is something that is added because of our participation in the CRS program. So that, again, that's that voluntary program mm-hmm. that we participate in. And I will say that voluntary program, because we participate in it, and we add these two or three sentences throughout the ordinance, our residents that are required to get flood insurance receiving 20% discount on that flood insurance.
How are they notified that they get that?
It's a great question because I've asked that before. It would be through their insurer.
So if they use the national flood insurance or privatized insurance, or is it only with the national flood insurance?
It's through both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So how it was explained to me back in December is all insurance agents are required to do continuing ed, much like a lot of other professions. So that's how they would learn about it. And if you're offering flood insurance, you should be up to date on what is allowed in your area. So I still feel like that leaves room for people to, you know, miss out on this.
Yeah.
But we do also do a direct mailer annually to all residents within the floodplain. It does mention that in there, that they are eligible to receive 20% off. I still feel like, you know, unless you're telling people directly, like, knocking on the door, I don't know how many people are participating.
Yeah, my husband used to sell flood insurance, and this is not something that he ever mentioned, you know, like having discounts. So I was just curious, like, as someone who wrote insurance for this, you know, how often is it that they come about this, that they see it even? So.
Yeah, I'm kind of skeptical as well, because there's three communities within Brown County, so it's not even all communities that have a floodplain in their community participate in the CRS program.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's Green Bay and Suwamaqua are the other two communities that participate in the CRS program. So, no, that's the list of people that utilize the credit is something that I have sought, because I think that also would help the board make a decision on whether this program is beneficial or not.
Yeah. Okay.
I think there's probably two things that come to my mind. The first is that a lot of these regulations are meant to protect the people who are building there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why they're DNR saying it's got to be a foot above and all this kind of stuff. The second thing is, whenever I would do a refinance on my house or whatever, if there was anywhere near the floodplain, the mortgage company was really on top of it. And without being cracked, and with flood insurance and everything else, you're not going to get a mortgage.
So yeah, you're required to have it. Yeah.
Right. So I don't think this is a bad thing, but there's probably instances where it's not going to work out for a lot of people, but so be it.
There is a new addition in here. It says that if you want to bring your property out of the floodplain, you have to bring it 2 feet above the base flood elevation, and it has to be continuous with other areas outside of the floodplain. So one example I could point to would be the property on Hoffman that we're all familiar with. It's brought in a lot of fill. And they did that to get themselves out of the floodplain and meet that 2 foot requirement, and to be contiguous with Hoffman, which is any further east than you're getting into the floodplain than Hoffman. But that portion of Hoffman is out of it. So
but they wouldn't have to conform to that 15 feet outside of those areas then?
Because
how are you going to build a house there?
There's a couple ways you can go about doing this. And under this current ordinance, you would have to bring your entire property out of flood elevation, out of the floodplain, in order to get that, I think it's the letter of map revision, which is revising the floodplain map, removing the property out of there. Previously, you could do a LOMA, which is a letter of map amendment, and just do your structure. And I think previously that's what a lot of people went for. But now they want the whole property out of there. So by doing that, then they would have that 15-foot spread their whole property would be out of it as well. So yeah, you're right. They wouldn't have to then meet
the 15 feet.
Yeah.
So I know this is like going down a rabbit hole, but like in the instance of that particular property, you know, when you build that up and if it has to go to the property line, do they have to build some sort of solid wall structure around it to like account for erosion of like those, you know, that built up area or like retaining walls or something like that? Or
that's a great question. I don't know the answer to.
Okay.
Hoffman had did all the work prior to obviously this ordinance, so they or previous ordinance didn't spell that out more specifically. But that'd be a great question I could ask the DNR on how they interpret this.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so this residential is probably, this section is probably the most used and hasn't really changed significantly. The other part that would apply to the village to bring your attention to is this non-conforming uses. And a structure considered substantially damaged, if the total cost to restore the structure to its pre-damaged condition equals or exceeds 50% of the structure's present utilized value, you wouldn't be able to rebuild. So that's pretty standard across the country already. We actually have something very similar to this in our current ordinance. But this is where it kind of pertains to some of our park structures, like Green Isle Pavilion. It's technically in the floodway, what kind of part of it is. So that structure likely would not be able to be improved or fixed if it got substantially damaged. We would have to find a different location for that structure. So that's the type of policy decision that I think is outside of maybe the purview of the Planning Commission. And more of a discussion for the board.
Sure. Okay.
So would you like a motion?
I would love a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we recommend approval of the model ordinance to the village board as presented.
Okay, I have a motion. And the second by Lynn. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? No. All right. Item number 7, discussion regarding comprehensive plan project.
Quick update on this. This week, our advisory group will be meeting for the first time on Thursday. And it's basically an introduction meeting. We'll go over a few parts of the project. You're welcome to join. If you have nothing else to do, they'll be here on Thursday at 6 p.m. The one that I would, if you had a preference, or if you're trying to choose which one to join or not, March 13th is a Monday at 6 p.m. That'll be an open house for comprehensive plan. So that'll be inviting the public in and getting some of their feedback and input on what's important to them. If you cannot make that one, there was a notice that went out today, if you're on our village mailing list, and it also went out, I think, 2 weeks ago with the LA Buzz. But that email includes a link to a survey that you can fill out if you're not going to attend the meeting. If you have neighbors or anything, please share that link, because more resident input we can get, the better.
Perfect.
That's it on that.
Okay. Item number 8, discussion regarding tax incremental finance basics.
I think this one we can wait till the weather is better and we have more in attendance.
Sure. Yep. sounds good. So we will table item number 8. Item number 9, report discussion regarding village projects and property update.
Not a lot to report on right now, but I think there'll be more in March.
Sure. Okay. Item number 10, next meeting date, future agenda items. Looks like we'll have minutes to review the TID basics. And some other things I'm sure will come up.
I'm sure not the end of company.
Yep. When is that next?
March 28th.
March 27th. Okay. Item number 11, adjourn. Is there a motion? Lynn, is there a second?
I'll
second. Sarah, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And we are finished.
So this Thursday at 6 o'clock?
Yes.